I'm Peter Saunders, Chief Executive of the Christian Medical Fellowship.
Peter, just in the last hour, we've heard some news of a vote at the BMA's annual representative meeting that's quite of interest to CMF, isn't it?
Yes, the British Medical Association's having its annual representative meeting in Cardiff, and this morning they've passed a motion which will really very seriously undermine Lord Falconer's Commission on Assisted Dying. Lord Falconer set up this commission to recommend changes in the law to allow assisted suicide and euthanasia, and it's been very widely criticised for being unnecessary, unbalanced and lacking in transparency. But this morning, the British Medical Association has joined its voice to that of over 50 organisations who've already refused to give evidence to the commission, and they've passed a five-part motion overwhelmingly on a show of hands to say that they believe Lord Falconer's commission is consists of a significant majority of members who are in favour of assisted suicide and euthanasia, to support the stance that the BMA leadership have taken in not giving evidence, to question the impartiality and independence of the commission, and interestingly as well, to ask for the British Medical Journal editorial team to present a balanced and unbiased coverage on the commission. So this is going to seriously undermine the credibility of the commission when it reports later this year, and I think that parliamentarians will be taking what it says with a very large helping of salt.
Do you think the commission was ready for this sort of verdict? I mean, how much is it going to affect it?
Well, the commission should have seen this coming, and of course there's no problem at all with Lord Falconer setting up a private commission of friends to make recommendations. This is a free democratic society. But the point is that he pretended and projected that it was an independent, objective body. And yet when you look at the membership, 9 of the 12 members are already publicly in support of a change in the law to legalise assisted suicide and euthanasia. And it follows on from a very detailed and balanced inquiry in the House of Lords just a few years ago, which looked at these issues in much, much more depth. So the best he can do is a very superficial skim over the issues, interviewing, as we'd say, all the usual suspects in order to get the answer that he wants to influence Parliament. The whole thing was the idea of Dignity in Dying, formerly the Voluntary Euthanasia Society, and it's been funded by fantasy author Terry Pratchett, and we all know what his views are on this matter. So this will really help, I believe, to expose what's been going on and, as I say, to undermine the credibility of this commission when it pretends to report later this year as an independent body.
That credibility you speak of, is there any of it left in your view?
I think the credibility of this group is in tatters. 6 of the 11 people, I was one, initially asked to give evidence back in December, refused because of the composition of the committee. As I say, 50 organisations have refused. They've even resorted to writing to Dignity in Dying's own supporters to ask them to give evidence because so few people were coming forward. And I think this will mean that we're reading very carefully. It was most interesting to hear Lord Falconer being interviewed by Ed Sturton for the Sunday programme just last weekend, when he was put under the microscope and came out very clearly not denying that the committee was stacked in favour of those, and yet still trying to claim that it would give an objective, unbiased view. Well, I think serious questions have to be asked about that now.
Why is it so important that a commission like Lord Falconer's is looked at and is investigated, and that these issues are brought to light?
Well, these issues are incredibly important. They're things that we should be discussing, but we have to do it in a balanced way. Parliament has looked at this 3 times in the last 5 years, once in Scotland, twice in the House of Lords, and on all 3 occasions has rejected a change in the law. And they've done that because of the fear that such a change would put vulnerable people, particularly those who are disabled, elderly or depressed, under pressure to end their lives so as not to be a financial or emotional burden upon others. Parliament has spoken. The medical profession are opposed to this. The BMA is opposed. All the leading disability rights groups in the country are opposed. All faith groups are opposed. And the Voluntary Euthanasia Society has been attempting to gain credibility for its cause by courting celebrities like Terry Pratchett and others and trying to get the thing back into Parliament. They've failed in getting another select committee in Parliament. They've failed in getting an independent body to look at it, so they've come up with the money, hired their own supporters to produce a report which they hope will influence our parliamentary leaders. Well, I'm afraid that's just not going to happen now.
How much of a victory is this, or is there still quite a battle to be fought?
Well, this is always going to be an ongoing battle, but it's notable that in the last year, laws have been passed in six, or at least attempts to legalise assisted suicide or euthanasia in six different countries around the world have all failed, and they've failed because people are very worried about what such a change might mean for public safety. So I think we do have the arguments. People are beginning to listen. Decision makers are becoming convinced, and the evidence for that is that the opposition is now moving to celebrity endorsement of assisted suicide and euthanasia as a kind of lifestyle choice. And I think that's a symptom of the fact that they're actually losing the debate on this. I think this will really deal a huge blow to those attempts to change the law, but the issue is not going to go away, and that's why Christians in particular need to be well informed about the arguments and to be able to put them to friends, colleagues, workmates, and everyone in society.
Okay, Peter, thank you. Peter Saunders there, Chief Executive of the Christian Medical Fellowship, talking to me, Andrew Horton, on the latest developments at the BMA's annual representative meeting on Lord Falconer's Commission. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you very much.